Hi, I'm David Orrick. In vacuums, bagless is a dirty word. In fact, they're filthy. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. My newest hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL uses triple-wall disposable filter bags. Try my new vacuum free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Orrick, the clean alternative to bagless vacuums.
I'm here at Sam's Club, where small business owners are stocking up for their game day festivities at great warehouse club prices. There goes a restaurant owner with a cart full of appetizers, fresh meat, and paper goods. There's a caterer with meat and cheese trays and lots of beverages. And there's someone with a cool big screen TV. Whether for business or home, everything you need for game day is at Sam's Club. Visit samsclub.com to print your one-day guest pass or to find a club near you. Avoid a 10% service fee if you become a Sam's Club member today. Join the club, Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A new Marine One. Lockheed Martin will be building the new presidential helicopter fleet. That decision had both political and international overtones. The White House has been pushing for a new fleet for the president. The Pentagon said today, Bush needs a more survivable helicopter while the nation engages in the global war on terrorism. The $6.1 billion contract to buy 23 high-tech, high-security aircraft, relatively small in the military budget, but the decision was a blow to Connecticut-based Sikorsky Aircraft, which has been building the presidential fleet since 1957. They saw the contract as a point of pride in an all-American product. An Army helicopter crashed in southwest Baghdad today. It's not yet known what's become of the crew, possibly three soldiers. U.S. military officials don't think the helicopter was hit by hostile fire, but an investigation is underway. The OH-58 Kiowa copter usually carries a crew of three, unlikely to carry large numbers of passengers, used mostly for surveillance. Meanwhile, two American soldiers killed in separate incidents in Iraq today. The military says one soldier killed and three others hurt in a roadside bombing in southern Baghdad. The other soldier killed in the northern part of the city. The Pentagon says at least 1,411 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq since the war began. Some Iraqis drove through the night from Boston, then New York, to Maryland to be among the first to vote in their election. Nearly 26,000 people registered to vote in the five U.S. metropolitan areas with heavy Iraqi populations: Detroit, Chicago, Nashville, Tennessee, Los Angeles, and Washington. Tens of thousands more expected to vote in 13 other countries during the balloting that runs through Sunday. These voters are choosing parties rather than individuals, with the number of candidates seated from each party determined by their percentage of the votes. Those elected will make up the 275-member assembly that will draft Iraq's new constitution. The voting in Iraq begins Sunday, Saturday night, Eastern time in the U.S. Democrats in the Senate today launching an effort to defeat George Bush's Social Security proposals. Bush wants to let workers divert a portion of their Social Security taxes into individual accounts that could be invested in stocks. Senate Democrats are holding a session aimed at showcasing what they see as problems. Among those testifying, a pair of workers from the Social Security Administration who say that employees are being used for political purposes to try to sell the Bush plan to the public. Condoleezza Rice says she'll use the power of American diplomacy to both oppose terrorism and champion liberty around the world. Rice officially sworn in today as the nation's 66th Secretary of State. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg administered the oath. Bush was on hand. He called Rice a trusted advisor, a close family friend, and Bush declared, quote, "We love her." This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Children need guidance, but sometimes adults need guidance too, like when buying a home. It's a lot to take on, and accredited buyer's representatives understand that. An ABR can guide you through the entire transaction, from assessing your buying power and needs to the home search, negotiations, closing, and beyond. To find an ABR near you and to receive your free home buyer's kit, visit www.rebac.net. That's REBAC.net. Or call the Real Estate Buyer's Agent Council at 1-800-648-6224.
So, you're a business owner looking at a shoebox full of receipts, wondering how a cardboard box ended up being the center of your business universe. Fortunately, QuickBooks, a leader in small business software, has created SimpleStart. Now in just 30 minutes, you'll be tracking sales and expenses, Simple Start lets you see unpaid invoices, pay bills, and get organized for tax time. Get Simple Start at Staples, CompUSA, Costco.com, or Sam's Club. It's the better, faster, simpler way to keep track of your money.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Ben Folds. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy washed down over me. Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Happy Friday night. We're playing that music because we want to say a big welcome to Memphis, WWTQ, 680 AM. Radio station in that city that's now carrying Air America programming. Thanks, y'all. We certainly appreciate it. We do appreciate it. Big shout out, too, to Brother Sky Blue of world famous Beale Street. As you listen in Memphis, you will hear at some point Brother Sky will give us a call. And, you know, as far as Air America is concerned, it's doing what it is supposed to do, adding station after station after station. As far as I'm concerned, I love adding new stations in the South. Of course, I love Memphis, too. I've lived in the South for 30 years, as I've said many times. I'm originally from Ohio, so I could live here for another 80, and I'd still be a Yankee. My producer and wife, Kathy Howard, was born in Atlanta, so she's a true Southern woman, and she's standing by to do any necessary interpreting for me. If folks in Memphis call in tonight and say, well, we can't understand what that Yankee boy is saying, Kathy is right here to help out, so never fear. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Oh, another kind of in-house thing. Today is Randy Rhodes' birthday, I believe. It's her 29th. I'm not sure. Randy Rhodes of Air America. And I got an email from Clint in Dearborn, and he says, wish her happy birthday on air if you can from her listeners in Detroit. All right. There you go. Happy birthday, Randy. I wonder if she got the presents we sent her. You think she did, Kathy? I love this story. I just love this story because it proves what I'm always talking about. It does. This is from University of Central Oklahoma. I didn't know there was such a place. It's in Edmond, Oklahoma, University of Central Oklahoma. A student group there. Oh, here's a surprise to college Republicans. The group is planning what it calls Straight Pride Week on campus. Now, unless you've been in a cave or in the closet for the past 30 years, you know what Gay Pride Week is, right? So this group in College Republicans in Oklahoma, at the University of Central Oklahoma, is planning what it calls Straight Pride Week. Oh, poor babies, are you picked on? Oh, what's the matter? Not enough beer on campus? Not enough nookie? What? What is it? Members of the College Republicans said, despite objections, we have every right to celebrate. We're celebrating the fact that we're male, we're white, we're straight, we're Republican, and we live in, by God, Oklahoma. One college Republican there, a guy named Kyle Houts. Yeah, well, that figures. Mr. Houts said, the general gist is that if you're a straight student on campus, be proud, be loud, this is your time to shine. The group has posted flyers on this dinky little campus that read, we're here, we're conservative, we're out. You don't know how far out you really are, boys. You really don't. University officials there gave the College Republicans permission to put up their flyers. However, officials say their approval does not constitute an endorsement. Oh, my God. College Republicans. You can always count on College Republicans, can't you, to do things that are somewhere between asinine and silly. You can always count on College Republicans. I don't care where. I don't care where. It can be Vermont. It can be Texas. Oregon. Doesn't matter. College Republicans are just an absolute hoot. If they didn't exist, I damn sure think that somebody would invent them. So here we go. Straight Pride Week, University of Central Oklahoma. Because apparently these white, male, you know, this is the most privileged group of human beings ever to exist in the history of the human species. Christian, white, male Republicans. Think about it. But no, they got a bitch and complain. Ah, well, the queers do it. Why can't we do it too? I can't take it seriously. We're white. We're straight. We're proud. We're loud. We're, you know what they ought to do? I think here's what you boys ought to do. All right? Just to make this really cool, to make it really memorable, get your asses down to the local recruiter over there in Edmond, Oklahoma. All right? Go do it during Straight Pride Week. Because, see, the military doesn't try to eliminate straight boys. Just them queer boys, even though them queer boys bleed blood just like you do, and they're willing to go kill colored folk wherever the U.S. military tells them to go, right? So why don't you young Republicans, right at your college Republicans, right after you do your Straight Pride Week thing, y'all get your butts together, head on down to the Edmond, Oklahoma Army recruiter. Would y'all do that? Okay? And sign up. You will, won't you? Huh? College Republicans. Who sent this to me? Somebody sent this to me. If Britain had been following George Bush's plan, it would have nuked us. Britain would have nuked us years ago for being the largest single source of money for the Irish Republican Army. Molly Ivan said that. I don't know who sent this to me. Well, that's true, you know. Now, the boys out at University of Ticklebutt, Oklahoma, that I was just talking about, y'all don't understand. Irish Republican Army, well, that sounds like a pretty good operation. It's got the word Republican in it. No, the British see them as terrorists. And the single greatest source of money for the IRA, I don't happen to think they're terrorists at all. I think they're trying to throw off British oppression. You know, we get emails from the UK. All the people that listen to the UK say, Mike, you don't understand. And I probably don't. But anyway, we are the single, largest single source of money for the IRA. Good thing Britain doesn't subscribe to Bush's insanity. Speaking of insanity in the heartland, a startling, this is from the Washington Post, a startling 55% of Americans, 55% of Americans, and 67% of those who voted for Bush do not, according to a recent CBS poll, believe in evolution at all. Good God, then why do y'all go get flu shots every year? If you don't believe in evolution or adaptation or natural selection, what the hell do you go get vaccinated for? What are you dragging your babies in to be vaccinated? Well, what's wrong with you? Huh? Yeah? And of course, when you go to your doctor for your heart disease and your thyroid problems and your diabetes and your gout and your headaches and all that other stuff, please understand that the medicine you're going to be treated with was developed because evolution is a fact. We educated people, I've got a high school diploma, we educated people call it the theory of evolution because, you see, in science, unlike religion, you never declare anything absolute. Oh, God, why bother? According to a recent Gallup poll, about a third of Americans believe the Bible is literally true. Really? Are those the ones then who will kill their daughters if their daughters what Kathy, what does it say in Leviticus? If your daughter disobeys you, kill her. I guess that's sons and daughters. You know, when I read these polls, a third of Americans believe the Bible is literally true. You know, I think no, it couldn't be because I don't know. Are there that many teenagers being killed by their parents because they disobey? Oh well. In states as diverse as Wisconsin, South Carolina, Kansas, Montana, Arkansas, and Mississippi, school boards are arguing over whether to include this ridiculous, half-witted, intelligent design theory in their school curriculums. Oh, my God. But that isn't a startling. 55% of Americans do not believe in evolution at all, and 62 out of 3 of those who voted for Bush agree. Evolution is nonsense. The Bible is literally true. Oh, well, we can always do Gay Pride Week, right? Or Straight Pride Week.
Straight Pride Week! We're white! We're straight! We're Republicans! By golly, we're picked on! We're going to declare our solidarity with other straight, white, heterosexual Republicans.
Only in America, huh? Only in America. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Wear the best cap, slouch open, cool like the hunchback. Don't discuss things, shout the last word. Put your wishes out the pasture. Drop your IQ, that's what I do. My advice to girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rock the scientists, try a blind list. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Are creditors and bill collectors calling and harassing you? Debtscape can help. Debtscape is a nonprofit credit counseling organization that helps individuals and families avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. Call them at 1-800-330-3535. Debtscape's team of certified credit counselors have helped thousands of people manage their debt better. Even if you're not a homeowner, Debtscape can negotiate a new repayment schedule with your creditors. They may also be able to help reduce or even eliminate your high interest rates and consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. Debtscape offers many solutions to help you get out of debt. So if you're over $2,000 in debt, let a Debtscape certified credit counselor help you. 1-800-330-3535. 330-3535 for a free debt consultation. Your call is completely confidential and there's no obligation. Call Debtscape now. 1-800-330-3535. Not available in all states. That's 1-800-330-3535.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust, Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
21 past the hour. Coming up right after the break at the bottom of the hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We haven't done one of those for a while, have we, Kathy? We're going to do one. This one is written by L.G. Abrams, who wrote a guest column for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer today. And I want you to hear what he wrote. All right, coming up right after the break. Now, back to college Republicans. Who just sent this to me? Somebody just sent this to me. I'll have it here in a second, won't I? This is pretty good. Witt sent this to me. The college Republicans that are going to have the Straight Pride Day out in Oklahoma, university out there. This is back from December 26. The College Republican National Committee is under fire for using front organizations to collect millions of dollars in contributions, including money from elderly people with dementia. During the 2004 campaign, the College Republicans sent out direct mail solicitations under such letterheads as Republican Headquarters 2004 and Republican Election Committee. One four-page letter asked people who received it to send $1,000 together with an American flag pin for Bush to wear to Republican headquarters to ensure that Bush knows there are millions who are giving him the shield of God to protect him in the difficult days ahead. In small print at the bottom of one page, the letter notes, "A project of and paid for by the College Republican National Committee." Many donors, you see, complained that they thought the money was going directly to the Republican Party and not to the college group, which is no longer affiliated with the GOP. The controversy over the letters, according to the article, has produced angry responses from leaders of state college Republican chapters, including those in Washington State, North Carolina, and New York. You know what they're pissed about? They weren't included! So there you go. The New York reported that a number of elderly donors gave far more money than they could afford to the College Republicans. One woman, Cecilia Barbier, 90, a retired church worker in New York who made more than 300 donations totaling nearly $100,000, told the paper, "I don't have any more money. That was all the savings, and they kept sending me the letters. Now I'm scrounging to find money to eat." Monda Jo Millsap, 68, of Van Buren, Arkansas, told the Times that she emptied a savings account, then got a $5,000 bank loan to give a total of $59,000. College Republicans, you little punks! Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Let's go hit up the old people. We'll tell them to send us some money for Bush's reelection campaign. Hey, I got one here. Man, you ought to see this one. This old broad is 92. Can you believe that? And she's already given me her credit card number. Hell, I've dinged it 6 times now. I've got $60,000 so far. Woo! Man, I'm going to buy me some beer and Nuki tonight. Jagger, yeah, we just gonna keep hitting up on these old broads. Man, are they stupid. God, I'm glad I'm a Republican. Oh, scum. Absolute scum. So now this guy, you know, okay, the story did not warrant that much coverage on my part about a bunch of little punks. Little pale-skinned punks out in Oklahoma, college Republicans out there at university, are going to have straight Pride Week. You know, the story warrants just a snicker and a sniggle and to go, oh, my God, can you believe these little twerps? What it is, they're just terrified that they may be gay. You know, last time they all got together at the frat house, played little grab ass.
Hey, Bobby, now you stop that.
Why?
Because it feels so good. I'm liable to get drunk and touch your back.
Well, come on. You know, something like that happens in a frat house on a Saturday night. I'll damn guarantee you that come Sunday morning, they're trying to figure out ways to have a straight Pride Week. Come out from under drinking all that beer and realize what you did with your bunk buddy over the weekend. It's like, ooh, I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean that.
That's okay, Jason. I know you didn't.
I didn't mean it. Didn't mean a thing.
Tell you what, let's have a straight Pride Week real quick here.
So, you know, that warrants a couple of chuckles, right? Doesn't it? Until you find out the same college Republicans that are homophobic and just disgusting. You know, how can you be a college Republican? How can somebody be 19, 20, 21 years old and be a Republican and actually have a clearly delineated sense of who they are or a clear sense of the world or any kind of understanding about how things work whatsoever? Huh? They can't. But here it is, the same group who decides to run an old bunco scheme on old ladies. You people are disgusting. You college Republicans are worse than your parents. You know that? Huh? You know that? You're worse than your parents. Oh, well, you know, whatever works. All right, stick around. Quick break here. We have miles to go before we sleep tonight. By the way, this program normally is 3 hours. I hope it'll be 3 hours tonight. We have a major ice storm moving into the Atlanta area. We keep checking the weather. We may bail out of here in an hour and a half, try to make it home, because we literally live in the foothills of North Georgia Mountains. And we'll let you know as the evening progresses. But stick around. Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up right after the break. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, I guess. And those Republicans, I hate them.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities, and that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
New Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching, and now adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
I do now.
New Preparation H cream. Pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
The Kyle Jason Show.
It doesn't appear to me today that artists have respect for their audience because they feel like we have to lay it out because everybody's dumb and everybody's ghetto. If your surroundings aren't bad, then you need to stop acting like they are, because there are some places where they are really, really bad. And if yours are a little bit better, you can maybe pull somebody in and help somebody out to make their surroundings a little bit better.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Yeah, just to notify our affiliates along the way here, we are we're going to be live for another hour and a half, and the third hour of the program tonight is going to be recorded a best of, or some, I'm not sure exactly what the production staff will play, probably something from earlier in the week. But the third hour of the program tonight will be recorded. We're going to bail out of here. The ice storm here in the Atlanta area is really getting intense. And so we'll stick around for another hour and a half, then we're going to call it a night. All right, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. All right, kiddies, everybody got their jammies on? Gathered around. Nice cup of hot chocolate. Maybe some little tiny marshmallows floating on the top, right? It's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. All right, this is written by Algie Abrams, and it was published in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer today. At a Dallas-Fort Worth airport gate, when I was coming home from a trip to Guatemala, I saw several desert-fatigued non-coms who were heading to Seattle-Tacoma Airport after returning from Iraq. I passed closely by two of them sitting on their baggage. Using a laptop computer, the younger one was showing his buddy video clips that had been shot through his vehicle's night vision system. The older soldier narrated the scene of a truck blowing up after being hit by a heavy-duty round. Next, a human figure ran off, only to be shot by the soldier's machine gun. The soldiers were really pumped about what they were seeing. They could have been watching the Super Bowl. As I walked on to my gate, I heard the younger soldier say, "Hey, look at this one. I put music to it." I did not want to hear or see any more. I sat down, stunned. Not only was this young man proudly displaying his kills, but he also had edited them into a music video. Killing, to him, was a video game. I will never forget that moment. It was a rarefied moment of complete evil insanity, and regretfully, it was immersed in a world increasingly desensitized to it. Everyone, when told about this, has expressed contempt and disgust for the individuals and what they were doing. My first emotions were the same, but the direction of my disgust changed the more I thought about it. I believe that, given a set of choices and conditions, each of us has the capacity to be trained, detached, and operated to exhibit those same behaviors we call evil. The military is about creating killers. It does its job very well, and today it continues to deliver its violence in more efficient, detached, and sanitary methods. What else could explain how the average Joe, who could never be paid, convinced, or coerced into bombing his family or his neighbors' homes and businesses, could do so every day in Iraq? This violence seeps into our society from the periphery of war and supporting military-industrial-political complex. Perhaps the number of wars we fight is related to the ambient levels of violence and intolerance in our own country. Canada has one-tenth the murder rate of the United States, and as a country has openly and readily debated and legitimized gay marriage, how many wars has Canada declared? We must wage peace on war until peace wins. This view is widely claimed, but not widely held. Most, who follow some of the wisdom of our holiest, ignore teachings that say we should stop all hostilities, lay down our arms, ask for forgiveness, become accountable, heal those we've harmed, and do good. Fear now holds our faith captive. Most believers really don't act on what they say they believe, judging solely on what today's black hole of faith creates. But faith unleashed allows us to be totally free by being assuredly willing to bear ourselves to the brunt of our malefactors' ill intent until their own shame turns their hearts toward mercy. One does not create quietness by yelling, "Silence!" I saw evil that afternoon, but not in the original way. In Seattle, when the airline crew asked us to remain seated, allowing military men to exit first, the applause from the majority of passengers convinced me that the soldiers and the government were not responsible for these war crimes. Their applause told me that this evil is created, enabled, and rewarded by most of our individual hearts, minds, and actions. And that is what scared me the most. L.G. Abrams, who wrote that, is a digital artist. Oh, you can see his work at ovalrock.com, O-V-A-L, ovalrock.com. Thank you, L.G. Yeah, the report, his first-person account of that, and the reports that we've heard, we talked last night. Didn't we mention last night about there's a website that's up right now that's been put up by young American GIs that has stills, for the most part, I don't know, it may contain videos too, but pretty violent pictures of people, civilians, human beings in Iraq who have been blown to pieces, dead people, you know, no arms, no heads, no legs. And then snotty, wiseacre comments as captions underneath these photographs. What happened? I don't want to get into that. I've been asking what happened all week, and I'm sick asking what happened. What happened is very simple. We live in a degenerate society, and not because of the movies that come out of Hollywood. That has nothing to do with it. We live in a degenerate society because the extreme right has taken over the churches, the extreme right has taken over the government, the extreme right has taken over everything. And the extreme right in this country, which now owns the Republican Party, which now owns evangelical Christianity, the extreme right in this country is sick and degenerate. And we all know this. Of course, every individual, until we get rid of that reptilian part of our brain, of course, every individual has buried within him or her the ability to go totally wacko and kill and maim and rip and lose all sense of humanity. Of course, of course. And there are those of us, or those among us, who know how to liberate that beast. Huh? Tom DeLay knows how to liberate that beast. Bill Frist knows how to liberate that beast. Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, James Dobson, they know how to liberate that beast, and they do, at their whim and to their ends. Remember after the trade towers were attacked, and Falwell and Robertson sat there like a couple of degenerates, like a couple of demons sitting in a comfortable spot in hell, talking about how God had dropped his protective veil and allowed this to happen because of feminists and queers and secular humanists and the ACLU. Remember that? Jerry Falwell is a demon. Pat Robertson is a devil. James Dobson is an imp. These people are degenerate and sick, and that's why we have soldiers who can torture. That's why we have soldiers who can put up smart-ass video sites or sites where photographs are put up and labeled as though it were sport to blow someone's head off, to kill people. And these are not soldiers, these corpses. These are civilians. Oh, well. Life goes on, right? All right, I've been asked to mention this, and let me mention it now. When we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls here. Send Barbara Boxer a rose on Valentine's Day. There's a movement started here. Boxer stood up twice in 1 month, which is just outstanding and unexpected for a United States senator, especially it's unexpected for a Democrat. For a Democrat to stand up to the Nazis, to the Nazi slime machine that is the Republican Party, it's very unusual for a Democrat to stand up. Barbara Boxer did, and she started what some are calling the new Boxer Rebellion. Other senators now are starting to follow her lead. So the email I got said, now's the time to let her know she has our full support, admiration, and thanks. Stacy, who sent this to me, said, I've arranged for a national online florist, coast-to-coast florist. Get something to write with, because I don't want to repeat this, all right? Just get, you've got something. Write this down, coast-to-coast florist. Stacy works something now. If you get in touch with them, and I'll give you the phone number here in a second, give them a $10 pledge from callers. You can do this up until February 12th. That $10 will pay for 3 red roses, which in a mass delivery will be taken on February 14th, Valentine's Day, to the Hart Senate building, to the office of Barbara Boxer in Washington, D.C. Now, there'll be a message included. The message will, well, we'll do the message when we come back. But if you don't have a pencil, get a pencil. All right, get a pencil! It's Coast to Coast Florist is the name of the place, and I'll give you their phone number here when we come back after the break. All right, this is good. I like this idea. It costs you $10 to send 3 roses to Barbara Boxer. Good idea. On Valentine's Day. Stick around. More fun and frivolity coming up. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The New York City Central Labor Council ZOT says the battle to save Social Security is a must-win battle of the century for labor and progressives.
We cannot afford to lose this fight. This is the end of everything that we built over 75 years. If they do this, nothing will survive.
ZOT says Social Security is not in crisis, and Republicans who have always hated it now see a political opportunity to destroy it.
They like the idea that people are out there scratching and clawing for their next meal because it lowers the wage bill for the employers. That's what it's about.
The AFL-CIO is launching a massive grassroots national campaign to stop Social Security privatization cold. Part of its mission is to give Democrats steel spine implants.
They have to get some steel in their spine on this one. We mean it. We expect them to defend the system, whatever it takes.
Younger workers, Ott says, have got to understand Social Security works and will be there. He says they should not be suckered by propaganda about a false crisis from Social Security privateers. For more labor news, visit laborradio.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
planet.
City kids go au natural.
Vida verde in Spanish means green life or green living.
That's Sean Sears, co-director of the Nature Education Center Vida Verde in Half Moon Bay, California.
So our intention is to bring these low-income students who don't get a chance to come out in nature very often, if ever, and show them the reality and really help them open their eyes to where all our natural resources come from.
Vida Verde makes nature fun.
Or for them to have a positive experience out in the woods so that they can come back to that later in life.
During their stay, students camp out in Native American-style teepees. The response has been overwhelmingly positive.
Attendance goes up in the classroom. Team spirit among the students is better. Behavior problems are fewer. And a sense that the learning that they're doing in the classroom is connected to something in the real world.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The Bush administration wants you to believe that Social Security is in financial crisis. Bush knows that scare tactics are the only way to con the public into accepting Social Security privatization. There's just one problem. There is no crisis. This year, Social Security will take in billions more than it pays out. The system is running a trillion-dollar surplus that will grow for at least another decade. Even when that trend reverses, the long-term Social Security deficit will be less than the cost of Bush's own tax cuts or prescription drug program. Plus, Bush's privatization scheme won't save any money. It would actually push us several $1 trillion into debt. Bush's propaganda machine is using its classic move. Invent an emergency to justify a pet policy. But this time, we know better. As Bush himself said, "Fool me once, can't get fooled again." This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right, back to the Send Barbara Boxer Rose on Valentine's Day. This is a pretty good idea. You get to send three of them for $10, and here's a message that will go with all these flowers. You have to get this done by February 12th, and then a mass delivery will be taken on February 14th to her office at the Hart Senate Building. And here's the message that will go with the flowers. Dear Senator Boxer, we the people have sent these flowers to you this day in thanks for your unwavering courage and determination to stand up for the principles of freedom and truth in the United States Senate. You are a shining example of what a civil servant can and should be, and we, your constituents and supporters, deeply appreciate your heroic charge to bring accountability, responsibility, and honesty back into our government. All right, I can go along with that. Sure, absolutely. Here's what you do. You got something to write with. You got to call Coast to Coast Florists. Now, they have a website, but don't send it from the website. A special line has been set up. It's toll-free, 888-501-ROSE, okay? 888-501-ROSE. Now, it's a dedicated phone line. It's been created only for this particular gig, so... when you call that representative, according to this, will answer Barbara Boxer Rose campaign. And then you press 1 to order or press 2 for more information, whatever. It'll all be explanatory. But this is a good idea. 888-501-ROSE. That's the phone number. Now, if you want to check them out, they've got a website. Go check them out, coasttocoastflorist.com. But don't order from the website. Call. And the cutoff date is, 2 weeks, February 12th. Now, it says here, give the representative your credit card number. You'll only be charged $10 for your roses, and the person who set this up is picking up the delivery fee. Now, if you want to... if you want to check out the woman who has put this together, her name is Stacy Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, and you can reach her at stacydavies@aol.com. All right? Don't make me repeat it. Don't send me an email. Mike, I didn't write it down. Let me give it to you one more time. Coast to Coast Florist. It's 888-501-ROSE. And then follow the prompts. 888-501-ROSE. Costs you $10. Put it on your credit card. Three roses will go to Barbara Boxer. Okay? Okay. All right, what else we got here? Very quickly. What the hell? Let's do some phone calls. You folks are being very patient tonight. Christina is calling from New York. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
This Iraqi, I am dreading Sunday.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was thinking about a couple of months before our election, when Homeland Security said we might have to postpone it because there might be a terror alert.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way.
There was no terror alert except that the one they manufactured based on two-year-old information. They cordoned off Citibank. You know, they got everybody, you know, nervous. Thing, you know, life went on, but, you know, for a day.
But in Iraq?
Yeah, in Iraq.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the elections are going to go forward there.
Candidates have been murdered.
Yeah.
A school was bombed. And today in the Journal, a general said we're planning for 60 terrorist attacks.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just say this, Christina. I understand secret ballots. They're an essential part of democracy. We used to have them here. But secret candidates?
Yeah.
Candidates who withdrew their names due to death threats? Voters going to the polls under military escorts? Have you been reading about what is planned for these poor bastards in Iraq on Sunday? How can Dim Sun or anyone else claim the Iraqi elections are fair and democratic if the voting public doesn't even know who the candidates are?
Mm-hmm. But that January 30th date is cast in stone because freedom is on the march and democracy has to go there. He needs a success so badly that he doesn't want to put it off. He's willing to risk lives, our soldiers' lives and the Iraqis' lives more.
Oh, I know. It's sick. This sick little weasel who is squatting in the White House, he doesn't care how many people die. You know how many people he is sending to their deaths on Sunday? Because
exactly.
Of this,
that's why I'm dreading it.
Right, because it's
I
sort of charade.
I need to somebody before.
Oh God!
Before you go off the air, I mean. It's just,
I know. I hear you. I hear you.
It's not going to be a good weekend, and it might very well turn out that Iraqis outside of Iraq are going to elect the representatives because they're the only ones who can vote in safety.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. Thanks, Christina.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your calling. Yeah, you know, all of this in Iraq on Sunday. As Christina said, simply to satisfy this the perversity in this moron who runs this country. It doesn't make any difference that these elections are a farce, a joke, a hoax, a myth. There are 7,471 candidates running, and rather than have their names on the ballot, they put the party name on the ballot. There are 111 parties. Political parties. The political parties have names like the Iraqi Party, the New Iraqi Party, the Iraq Independent Party, the Independent Iraqi Party. Nothing confusing about that, right? And this moron, Bush, calls this, well, I've been planting the flag of freedom. I'm planting flag of freedom all around the world because I'm a flag flanner freedom thing. I believe in freedom. I believe in franning the precap and liberty. I believe in liberty, too. I'm having trouble talking tonight. But I'm a liberty flag planter, freedom. 7,000 candidates. Huh? Ask the average Iraqi. Hey, who are you voting for, dude? I got an idea. Why don't you vote for Alawi, huh? This is Air America Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
With eHarmony, the matching process wasn't something that put any stress on me.
You get to see inside of the person before you see the person.
Imagine a process of finding the love of your life that doesn't require writing a witty paragraph about yourself for the world to see.
It wasn't about trying to be competitive with other people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Imagine a place where you're matched based on who you really are.
You're not basing it on, you know, am I at the right bar at the right time?
With eHarmony, it felt more like people were truly interested in who I was as a person.
If you're ready for a better way to find your true love, graduate to eHarmony.com. Get your eHarmony personality profile and see for yourself how eHarmony.com can help you find the love of your life.
That term soulmate actually came to mean something.
It was just like absolute magic, like no other experience I've ever had in my life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, paid columnist number 3. The Department of Health and Human Services says a third conservative columnist was being paid to assist in promoting a Bush administration policy. Columnist Mike McManus received $10,000 to train marriage counselors as part of the agency's initiative promoting marriage to build strong families. Federal law bans the use of public money on propaganda. Earlier this week, Bush ordered cabinet secretaries not to hire columnists to promote the agenda of the administration. The declaration prompted by the reports that Armstrong Williams and columnist Maggie Gallagher had been paid by the administration. All three columnists did not disclose to their readers their relationships with the Bush administration. Harold Ickes, former aide to President Bill Clinton, said today he's backing Howard Dean to be chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Ickes says, quote, I think all the candidates who are running have strong attributes, but Dean has more of the attributes than the others. Ickes, who is chairman of the Political Action Committee of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, says the endorsement was his alone and does not reflect Senator Clinton's opinion. Ickes would not comment on the Clintons' preferences, but he is a close ally, probably would not be endorsing Dean against their objections. Her spokesperson says Senator Clinton is neutral in the race for DNC chair. She looks forward to working with the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. The DNC election is set for February 12th. The candidates will all be invited to New York City this weekend for the last regional candidate forum. George W. Bush has been outlining his second-term agenda to Republican lawmakers today. Some of them are worried about the political cost. Bush says he's looking forward to spelling out the tales in his State of the Union address next week. They had lunch, top Republicans and Bush, at a resort in West Virginia. Bush called on lawmakers to join him in what he called big reforms, like revamping Social Security. In recent weeks, critics of Bush's plan to partially privatize Social Security have been joined by Republicans who are questioning the approach, and Bush has acknowledged there are political risks involved. The United Nations reporting today what it calls a major violation of a fragile ceasefire in the Darfur region of Sudan. A UN spokeswoman says the Sudanese Air Force bombarded villages, and the African Union observers reported almost 100 casualties. A month after the devastating tsunami in South Asia, the UN says 1 in 8 children are not getting enough to eat in Indonesia's Banda Aceh province. The two UN reports today also say disease remains a threat. Aid deliveries are inconsistent. One of the reports says because relief camps don't have things like latrines that may lead to contamination of local rivers and ponds where the refugees have been bathing. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You can go to a lot of places for tires, but if you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, only one place is the best. Your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell, and we'll beat it. The genuine challenge at Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealers. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. See participating dealer for details through 313.05.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
History repeats itself. That's one of the things wrong with history. So said legendary lawyer Clarence Darrow, and unfortunately, the corporate corruption of his time in his history is repeating itself in our country right now. I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
And I'm Mike Papantonio. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll be talking about Clarence Darrow and what he'd be fighting for if he were around today. And we're going to talk about the atrocities committed by outsourcing American companies.
Ring of Fire Saturday on Air America Radio, the voice of liberty.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Again, shout out to new listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, WWTQ 680 AM. Hey, y'all. How you doing? And a bigger shout out to Brother Sky Blue, who used to call us. Did we do something to irritate him? Brother Sky Blue, world famous Beale Street musician, preacher, raconteur, philosopher. We'll hear from Brother Sky at some point. We do promise 3 hours of fun and frivolity and flying monkey right bashing every night for our new listeners in Memphis. But tonight we're leaving in about an hour, less than an hour, due to an ice storm here. And we understand that they're closing the interstates now. Well, we don't use interstate to get home. We use those two-lane back roads, which are even worse. Now, just a couple more things here about the Iraq election, so-called, that's coming up Sunday. This is horrifying when you really stop and think about it. This twerp in the White House is forcing this issue. The people in Iraq have said, look, we can't do it. It's not going to work. But it doesn't matter to Bush. It doesn't matter to Bush. What the Iraqis allegedly are voting for on Sunday is this. They are electing a 275-member National Assembly that in turn will select a president and a committee that will get to work writing a constitution. Now, oddly enough, so many Iraqis don't understand why the old one needs to be totally scrapped. The old constitution, even though Saddam, you know, lifted his leg and urinated on it, much like Stalin did or the Russian leaders did with the Soviet Union constitution, they had a constitution too. But the Iraqi constitution actually contains many of the rights that we have in the United States. And Saddam never amended it. He just ignored it. But anyway, the reason a new constitution is needed is because neocons who now run the government of the former United States of America, which is now the corporate states of America, the neocons who run our government want included in the constitution all sorts of restrictions. For example, there will be no unions. There will be what they call free trade. All sorts of things. No taxes. No corporate taxes. I mean, they're turning Iraq, the neocons, are going to attempt to turn Iraq into some sort of a utopian, unbridled, unfettered, laissez-faire capitalist state. And it's not going to work because Iraq will never ever stop the violence, just like the Vietnamese did not, until the United States got the hell out. And that's what's going to happen in Iraq. But the Iraqis, MotherJones.com now has something called the Baghdad Journal. They have a reporter there, David Enders, and he's going to be filing regular dispatches from Baghdad for MotherJones.com. You can get the, just go to MotherJones.com and you'll find what I'm quoting from here. But the Iraqis admit they can't name candidates or members of parties. Many of the parties have not released their candidates for fear of the names for fear of assassination. Four have already been killed. So how in the hell are people going to vote? Who are they voting for? You see, it's a sham. It's an absolute farce. But the average redneck in this country is going to say, well, there you go. George Bush promised elections, and look, they had them on Sunday. It's just sickening. Now, is anyone campaigning over there? No, they don't dare campaign for fear of being murdered. It says here some Iraqi pundits are predicting that as many as 70% of the people who are eligible to vote won't, either out of fear of violence or as an act of protest. Why should they vote? They're an occupied country. They understand. What the hell would you do, Mr. or Miss American? What would you do if another country came in, overthrew our dictatorial leader, started blowing up our cities and killing our children and destroying our society, and then said to us, now, you little bastards, go vote? What would you do? What would you do, Mr. Red State American, Ms. Red State American? What would you do? What would I do? I'd take a gun. I would pick up a gun, and I would kill me, the nearest invader, and I would keep killing until they shot me dead. That is what I would do. What would you do? What do you think the Iraqis are doing? And you Americans who believe that this is an election, that there's something democratic or fair or just or proper about this, are you insane? And what's the point of voting if you don't even know the names of the candidates? You don't know the parties. You don't know what they stand for. And so many of the parties have names that sound exactly alike. The Iraqi Independence Party. The Party of Iraqi Independence. What the hell does that mean? What difference does it make? It makes no difference. The Iraqis, if I were an Iraqi, I would raise my middle finger and I would say, no, damn you, no. Not Sunday, not Monday, not ever until you get the hell out of my country and stop killing my children and stop killing my brothers and my sisters and my mother, you invader. Now, what would you do? Huh? What would you do, Mr. or Ms. American, with an invading force here? Huh? Supposing the Chinese came in and overthrew our dictator. What would you do? Would you go vote in an election with the Chinese military standing on the streets and standing at the polling places? Would you? No, by God, you wouldn't. And you know you wouldn't. And I don't give a damn if you're Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, Jew or Gentile, gay or straight. It matters not. You would not vote unless you were willing to participate in a farce, a sham, and a hideous distortion of democracy. You would not do it. If you were a true American, you'd get your gun and you'd go kill yourself a Chinese invader. And you know you would. And damn you if you wouldn't. If you wouldn't, you don't deserve to be called an American. Now, turn it around. What do you expect the Iraqis to do? Huh? Duck waddle down to the nearest polling place and participate in this farce on Sunday? Do you expect that because George W. Bush demands it? Because he says he's planting the flag of freedom? Is he? Is this what freedom looks like? You see the video from Iraq? Is that what freedom looks like to you? Huh? Is that what democracy, is that what representative government looks like to you? Come on. It's one thing to be ignorant, and most of us in this country are grossly ignorant where it concerns politics or world affairs, but for God's sake, don't sit there and wallow in your stupidity. An election. My foot. Oh, by the way, the Ministry of Health in Iraq has doubled the number of available hospital beds in Baghdad in preparation for the slaughter that's going to occur. Isn't that special?
I planted the flag of freedom. Hi, my name's George Bush, and I'm planting the flag of freedom all around the world. I'm planting the flag of freedom. Yes, I am. I'm a freedom flag planter. I plant flags of freedom no matter where I go. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
And this is where we live. We live in a society that promotes this now. We live under a government who takes the Iraqi people, invades your country, murders 100,000 of them, 70% of whom, according to the Lancet British Medical Journal, are women and children. That's what we do, huh? We do that. We butcher them and murder them and torture them. And then we put soldiers on the street and tanks and mortars and RPGs and we say, now you little brown bastards, go vote!
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
I'm sentimental, if you don't know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The New York City Central Labor Council's Ed Ott says the battle to save Social Security is a must-win battle of the century for labor and progressives.
We cannot afford to lose this fight. This is the end of everything that we built over 75 years. If they do this, nothing will survive.
Ott says Social Security is not in crisis, and Republicans who have always hated it now see a political opportunity to destroy it.
They like the idea that people are out there scratching and clawing for their next meal because it lowers the wage bill for the employers. That's what it's about.
The AFL-CIO is launching a massive grassroots national campaign to stop Social Security privatization cold. Part of its mission is to give Democrats steel spine implants.
They have to get some steel in their spine on this one. We mean it. We expect them to defend the system, whatever it takes.
Younger workers, Ott says, have got to understand Social Security works and will be there. He says they should not be suckered by propaganda about a false crisis from Social Security privateers. For more labor news, visit laborradio.com.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Going to give us beer drinkers a bad name associating us with those college Republicans.
Well, drinking beer is one thing. Having your mind warped out at such a young age is something else again, you know?
I was wondering what you make of the proposed merger between Coors and Molson.
It's not really at the top of my list of things to think about. I the only thing I know about Coors is that They were anti-union. They were anti-gay. They hired Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter to shill for them. They paid her a lot of money so she would go out there and try to convince the world that Coors Brewers or Brewery or the family were not homophobic and anti-gay and anti-black and anti-union. That's about all I know. I don't drink. I very seldom drink beer, frankly, you know, American beer. I just can't stand it. And I'm not trying to be an elitist. It's just like drinking the deer pee or something. I mean, it's awful. I can't stand it, you know? I drink whiskey.
I hear you. I've been boycotting the big three breweries here in the United States, you know, Anheuser-Busch, Miller, and Coors. I've been boycotting them for 14 years now.
Well, good. That's I guess that's a good thing to do.
Anheuser-Busch is one of the biggest contributors to the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, yet alcohol kills, 100,000 Americans a year?
I mean, the irony, once again, is lost on the brewer dudes, or else they just understand that we Americans are dumber than a stump, you know, a bag full of doorknobs. So, yeah.
When it comes to beer, I either buy microbrews or I brew my own.
Well, that's good, yeah. How you doing tonight? You had a few tonight?
Right now I'm drinking a Pyramid Apricot Ale brewed in, it's either Berkeley or Seattle. I'm not sure which.
A little hard to read the label at this point, I would imagine. Right?
Yeah.
Will, always good to hear from you, pal.
You take care.
All right, you do too. You do too. Will's a good dude. Justin is calling from New Haven, Connecticut. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I really enjoy your show, and I want you to know I also believe in evolution.
Oh, good. You know you're going to burn in hell.
Well, that's okay. I can't help what I believe.
There you go.
So I want to recommend a website to you, and I want to tell you why I'm recommending it, okay?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So the website, it's not my website, but I just like it. It's called GodHatesShrimp.com.
God Hates Shrimp?
Right. So you were, the idea here is, you were talking earlier about how 30% of Americans take the Bible literally?
A third of Americans take the Bible literally. 53% of Americans do not believe in evolution, and 66% of Bushbackers don't believe in evolution. And my suggestion was then don't ever take any American don't take any surgical techniques or ingest any medicine or take any vaccinations because you're contributing to the furtherance of evolution by doing that, right?
Sure. Yeah, but see, I think the statistic about the percentage of people who take the Bible literally. You know, I mean, you and I would agree that it's not just an interesting statistic, it's a significant problem.
Yeah, indeed.
Because, you know, there's a number of people who, problems that come from that. People say, well, you know, can't be gay because it says in the Bible you can't be gay. And people say, well, you know, the Bible says that the environment is ours, God gave it to us, so we can do whatever we want with it.
Yeah, these are sick people. These are people who use the Bible as a bomb, not as a history of the Jews, the first half and the second half, the mythology of the Messiah.
Right. So, you know, anyway, I think a lot of these people, they hear things in church like, you know, that gays are second-class citizens, or gays are an abomination, and they haven't actually read the Bible, and I think if they did read it, they see that there's a lot of ridiculous stuff in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, there's incest. There's mass murder. There's adultery. There's killing your own children. There's sacrificing your own children. There are all sorts of plagues and boils and frogs and bad stuff. Yeah. It's a crazy book. It's a crazy, insane book. And then when you get to Revelation, you get to the last book that was obviously written by somebody who was seriously mentally deranged or someone who was writing it as a parody and didn't really mean it literally. One or the two.
Right. So my idea is, you know, if these people could actually be confronted with some of the passages from the Bible, that they would look at these and say to themselves, you know, actually, I don't believe that. You know, it would cause some cognitive dissonance, and they would maybe, for the first time in their life, have to actually start thinking you know, about...
Well, that's, yeah, that's a good thought. But, Justin, if you have spent most of your life being a believer in the inerrancy of the Christian Bible, you don't have any mind left. There's no way that you can step back and do that. Hey, Justin, got a break. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm washed in the blood. I'm all washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm all clean, I'm all spotless. I'm all pure like the snow. I'm all washed in the blood.
This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand Lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Al Franken Show.
The safest investment on the planet. If the United States government is defaulting on treasuries, the whole world has gone fluey. Okay? My wife and I, we invest like retired school principals. That's how we invest. We have treasuries. They're the safest. And what do they want us to do? Put bills in mattresses?
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, and once again, if you're just tuning in, we're going to bail out of here in about 26 minutes because of the ice storm that is hitting Atlanta. We'll be back Monday night and do the usual three-hour program, but tonight we're going to cut it short. The third hour of the Malloy program tonight will be a rebroadcast of something that we did earlier this week, I believe. So stick around for it, but we have got to boogie. Simply because the situation here is getting really bad. And also, listen to the Best of Malloy this weekend. On Saturday night at midnight, Eastern Time, a mix of program segments from earlier in the week. I think we have some bits in there about the Holocaust anniversary, or the Auschwitz anniversary, the freeing, liberation of Auschwitz anniversary, some Flying Monkey Right callers, photos of Iraqi children, or at least links to them, and the giggling murderer's plans for health care. That would be George Bush. And on Sunday night, a rebroadcast of our program tonight, okay? Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, no problem. How are you? How's your mouth?
Getting better. it'll be healed by July.
I think you're having implants, dental implants?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Oh, God. I have a friend who's doing it, too.
Yeah, it's great, great fun.
Yeah. She said it takes like 6 to 8 months to heal.
Yeah, that's
something
right.
Something like that.
Oh, I'm glad to make you laugh.
No. No, that was...
Here, let me pull out a stitch and start bleeding again.
That was a rhetorical laugh.
Oh, okay.
Such a thing as a rhetorical laugh.
I got you.
Speaking of which, I have a website to recommend to anybody who is completely appalled and amazed by these far-right religious fundies' inability to grasp the basic tenets of evolution.
Uh-huh.
There's a website called www.talkorigins.org.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's run by people in the scientific community who are just trying to spread information, you know, to demystify science and demystify evolution. And basically just they take on the fundies who write in. Sometimes they'll answer serious questions from people in the scientific community, just debates over different aspects of evolutionary theory. But it's very funny when you read the letters in the archives from these fundies, and it's just unbelievable. And I've actually written to a couple of the monitors, and they've written back, and they're very funny because they're just used to dealing with these guys. But I don't know where they get their patience. I was listening to Randy today, and all these freakers were calling in. She was being freaked.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I did not. I missed Randy's program today.
For the past 2 days, she's been freaked.
I bet she just razor-bladed him into non-existence, right?
She did, but she will try to, before she hangs up on him, she'll try and, you know, explain to them, to try to give them the facts and, you know, steer them toward where they can find out, you know, the truth. And
No. That never works. The only thing to do with right-wingers or Republicans or Bush supporters or freepers or whomever, what I do, the ones who call my program, the ones that have the courage to call my program, I just like to play with them the way our house cat plays with, you live in the North. You don't know. We have roaches down here that are the size of small birds.
I live in New York City. I know roaches.
Yeah, but you don't know southern roaches,
no,
okay?
Thank God. That's why one reason I live up North.
Yeah, we call them palmetto bugs.
Yes, I've seen them.
And some of the kids in our neighborhood have them as pets. But we have when our cat gets one out of the basement and just toys with it and plays with it. Well, that's what I like to do with these right wing phone callers because I consider them to be roaches too. I'm sorry. I have no interest in right wingers because they are incredibly stupid. They are just empty headed.
If they haven't called you.
Well, if I ever get a right-winger or a Republican who calls in that can make sense,
they can't.
Well, I know,
it's
but that's
possible.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If ever one did, I would be more than happy to carry on a normal discourse with them, but they can't do it.
But I love it when you play with them.
Yeah.
I just think it's great. But I've noticed that they don't dare call in to you because you call them what they are, morons, idiots, jerks, fools. I hate these people so much. I don't even know what to do sometimes. I just sit here and cry because I'm so angry at the things I read. And, sometimes just to aggravate myself, I'll go to the Free Republic message board.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate these people so much. I really... I need a radio show just so they can call me, just so I can tell them all to just go burn in hell. I want to be there when they have to face their God. I really wish I could.
I hear you, Eileen.
Because
I hear you.
He's, like you said, he's going to, just pinch their heads off and send them straight down to hell.
That's
so
right.
Satan can play with them. I hate these people so much. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Oh, Eileen, my goodness. Is this what I sound like every night?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're more coherent about it than I am.
No, you're doing fine.
I just don't even know what to do sometimes. And my friend Diane is, we just sit here and we laugh at them, but,
Well, I don't know.
Mayhem.
I don't know who said it. Maybe Hunter Thompson, but when the going gets rough... When the going gets tough, the tough go shopping.
Yes.
Whatever. Eileen, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Yeah, everybody else on Air America Radio Network is polite to the callers. They're nice. They try to show them the light. They're rational. That's why they have me as the cleanup guy. I'm the last guy on Air America Radio Network every day. Is because I am just insane. Just eyeball splitting insane. I get a freeper or a right winger call this program. Like I say, if I ever get one that makes any sense or has something rational to say, fine, let's have a discussion. But I've yet to have that happen in almost the 20 years of doing talk radio. I don't think I have ever had a rational right winger on as a caller. No matter if I work in Atlanta or Chicago or on a syndicated program that covers the country, never, not once, not ever. So, anyway. I do respect everybody else on this network who is able to, you know, I think the master of it is Al Franken, right? He's very laid back, very cool, very a type C personality. You know, I'm one of these, well, at least in the radio, type A. Not in private life. In private life, I could, you know, slip in and out of your kitchen and you'd never know I'd been there. I'm very shadow-like, you know, just shy and quiet. But, God, let's talk about me. Never mind. Michael is calling from Virginia. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Yo, Michael. There he is. Hey, Michael.
Howdy. Much obliged. Thanks for letting me on.
Sure.
Anyways, I'm wondering what George Bush is going to say after this election just turns out to be a total disaster, you know?
He'll say something like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, I won't get fooled again. I don't know what the hell he'll say. Whatever it is, it'll be incoherent and nonsensical.
I love it when you say that. But, yeah, one key point, well, first of all, I want to say we need Howard Dean as a chairman for our party.
All right.
But, okay, a key point I need to say is I'm a Southern Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Basically Southern geographical. But anyways, earlier, I know what you were doing when you were making fun of those Republicans and stuff, the white Republicans, but you're basically making a country accent, and you're probably losing some of our country listeners, and also, basically, there's a negative stereotype created by the right-wing propaganda that's based in the South that they propagate through the radio stations. That's their base. And basically, they basically talk about us as being Yankees, that we think they're all rednecks, and that we don't like them, and basically, shoot, I'm getting kind of nervous, I'm forgetting some of my points. But basically, I don't know. The main problem is the right-wing propaganda. We need to get more stations down there. But I don't know. Basically, I had so many points before I go. Okay. All right, let me think.
Here's the rope. Right. Here's the rope. Keep putting it around your neck. Keep going.
Okay.
No, take your time, Michael. It's okay.
Yeah. But
you do understand that everything you say is being monitored by, since you live in Virginia, they're probably already on their way out to your house right now from Quantico.
No, it's probably Bush's Gustafa.
Well, go ahead. Try to wrap it up here for me, Michael.
Okay, but basically they put a negative stereotype in the Southerners' head, and all they get to listen to is like Rush Limbaugh and stuff, because that's all we have as an option.
Right.
And basically they basically put us as lawyers and people that and also one question we need to ask ourselves is why are we losing so many white Democrats in the South, you know? Cuz I mean I've lived in Alabama, and I lived in Virginia, and it's just like it's hard to find that many white Democrats or people that will publicly say it.
Well, that's the part right there. People who publicly state it, white people publicly state it. And part of that, I think what you're referring to are native-born white Southerners. Immigrant white Southerners will, if they're Democrat, they'll say it. Hey, listen, Michael, got a boogie. Thank you. I understood what you said. You did fine. Call us again, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. You take care. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
My neck is red, my collar blue. I like it that way. I don't hear liberals talking to me. I don't see things their way. Yeah, I'm on the right side. I'm on the right side.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The Bush administration wants you to believe that Social Security is in financial crisis. Bush knows that scare tactics are the only way to con the public into accepting Social Security privatization. There's just one problem. There is no crisis. This year, Social Security will take in billions more than it pays out. The system is running a $1 trillion surplus that will grow for at least another decade. even when that trend reverses, the long-term Social Security deficit will be less than the cost of Bush's own tax cuts or prescription drug program. Plus, Bush's privatization scheme won't save any money. It would actually push us several $1 trillion into debt. Bush's propaganda machine is using its classic move: invent an emergency to justify a pet policy. But this time, we know better. As Bush himself said, fool me once, can't get fooled again. This has been a Mother Jones Minute. New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, let's credit the crew. In New York City, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Linda Blake made sure this program got out over the air. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com runs the website, MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And again, a big welcome to Memphis, WWTQ, 680 AM. And we are going to be here for another 9 minutes, and we're getting the hell out of Dodge because there's a major, major, major ice storm hitting the city of Atlanta, and we live out in the country. So, Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Just Miguel.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. You know what? I've been thinking about one of the problems that we've really got as Democrats is that we can't seem to get a message out. And I guess the biggest problem that we have is that we're up against a real propaganda machine.
And, well, that's absolutely true.
And we don't accept that. We're like the party of old when you could be sort of a grassroots party. The problem is that the Republicans are exactly the opposite. They're highly organized, highly specialized, and we're, you know, the hippies of the 60s.
Well, I don't know that we're the hippies of the 60s. You're right that the Republicans are highly organized. They're as organized as the Nazi Party was organized in Germany in the 30s. And the Republicans under people like Tom DeLay and George Bush and Dick Cheney are becoming as chillingly efficient as the Nazi Party. But Democrats. By the way, I'm an independent now.
I don't want to. You know, I know it's your show, but I know you're short on time, and there was something I wanted to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got two quotes here. The point of public relations slogans like "Support our troops" is that they don't mean anything. That's the whole point of
Well, that's
propaganda.
True. No, that's
I'm
true.
Not just reading a quote. That's the whole point of good propaganda. You want to create a slogan that nobody's going to be against and everybody's going to be for.
Right.
Nobody knows what it means because it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Its critical value, its crucial value, is that it diverts your attention from a question that does mean something.
Right.
Do you support our policy? That's the one you're not allowed to talk about.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That was one quote, and the other one is shorter. It says it's the most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over.
Yep.
Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister.
Yep, absolutely.
And the problem is that they are organized and they are using these techniques with great effectiveness against us. And we're you know, like sitting back just going, da-da-da-da, we don't know what happened.
I think we do know what happened. Two things happened. Deregulation of the broadcast industry. And centralization of broadcast power. Reagan was responsible for the first. Clinton was responsible for the second. As a result, we have a media in this country that is nothing but right-wing propaganda. And the three or four, now that Hannity has been exposed as another one of these thugs that doesn't state for the record that he has an interest in the organization he's touting. This past week, 2 weeks, has made it very clear the Republican Party pays so-called journalists. That's where we're at. We're in a situation where the ignorance, the political ignorance that's extant in this country, is going to continue to be there because we don't have a media.
Right.
We do not have a media that does what it claimed it was trying to do when it declared itself
this media thing, the payola scandal of the 50s. Look at how well it was played up.
Yeah, I know.
It was a big scandal in the newspapers.
It was
big deal. And look at this. Here we got propaganda things, and they're just completely ignoring it. I mean, the media is very quiet about it. It's not a big major splash, expose, Watergate type splash. When it should be.
Well, media is part of it. It's part of it. Bruce, I got a boogie. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Good points. I hear you loud and clear. Ira is calling from New York City. Ira, welcome to the program. You have a couple of minutes.
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
Doing fine, Ira.
All right. Let me make this quick. I know you're in a hurry. I wanted you to get home safe. I think you might have mentioned about Brian Williams from NBC.
Yes, we did the other night, right.
Yeah, his little kiss ass. Oh, I hope I could say that on the radio.
Oh, sure. What the heck?
Of Rush
Limbaugh.
Rush Boy,
yeah.
And in his interview with Brian Lamb,
yes.
I just have a quote here. He said, quote, "I think it's my duty to listen to Rush. I think Rush has actually yet to get the credit he is due. But his audience for so many years felt they were in the wilderness of this country.
Yeah.
No one was talking to them. I think Rush gave birth to the Fox News Channel, which I think he should be killed for. I think Rush helped to get
You're just kidding,
to...
of course.
Of
you're
course.
Speaking you're speaking figuratively, metaphorically.
If I was a meat eater, I would just, you know, cut all that fat off him. But anyway, I think Rush helped to give birth to a movement. I think he played his part in the contract with America, so I hope he gets his due as a broadcaster.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, you know, Brian Williams, NBC, I don't know if there's any point for people to write to NBC or email.
No, no. Don't forget, NBC is owned by General Electric, which is one of the major dispersers of death and militarism on this planet. So, no, don't waste your time writing anything to NBC about Brian Williams.
But I am in New York City, and I want to see if I can get some people together to do some direct action against NBC.
Now, that makes sense.
I don't know if you remember years back when group ACT UP.
Absolutely.
On their broadcast. Well, I think it's time to start doing that stuff again.
I hear you. Ira, anyway, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
You have a nice weekend. All right, folks, we're out of here. Thanks for participating this week on whatever level you participated. I do appreciate it. I'll see you Monday. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Tell me, are you a Christian child? And I say, ma'am, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis. Was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do you really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com alerts. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
It's time for another pop quiz from Mother Jones Magazine. Are these statements true or false? 1 in 6 people worldwide is an illegal squatter. Americans spend $11 billion a year on antidepressants. One music label has filed 700 lawsuits against artists who sampled George Clinton's music. Ready for the answer? All true. Read all this when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. At ReadMojo.com, subscribe for just $10 a year. Sign up now at ReadMojo.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, paid columnist number 3. The Department of Health and Human Services says a third conservative columnist was being paid to assist in promoting a Bush administration policy. Columnist Mike McManus received $10,000 to train marriage counselors as part of the agency's initiative promoting marriage to build strong families. Federal law bans the use of public money on propaganda. Earlier this week, Bush ordered cabinet secretaries not to hire columnists to promote the agenda of the administration. The declaration prompted by the reports that Armstrong Williams and columnist Maggie Gallagher had been paid by the administration. All three columnists did not disclose to their readers their relationships with the Bush administration. Harold Ickes, former aide to President Bill Clinton, said today he's backing Howard Dean to be chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Ickes says, quote, I think all the candidates who are running have strong attributes, but Dean has more of the attributes than the others. Ickes, who is chairman of the Political Action Committee of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, says the endorsement was his alone and does not reflect Senator Clinton's opinion. Keyes would not comment on the Clintons' preferences, but he is a close ally. Probably would not be endorsing Dean against their objections. Her spokesperson says Senator Clinton is neutral in the race for DNC chair. She looks forward to working with the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. The DNC election is set for February 12th. The candidates will all be invited to New York City this weekend for the last regional candidate forum. George W. Bush has been outlining his second term agenda to Republican lawmakers today. Some of them are worried about the political cost. Bush says he's looking forward to spelling out the details in his State of the Union address next week. They had lunch, top Republicans and Bush, at a resort in West Virginia. Bush called on lawmakers to join him in what he called big reforms, like revamping Social Security. In recent weeks, critics of Bush's plan to partially privatize Social Security have been joined by Republicans who are questioning the approach, and Bush has acknowledged there are political risks involved. The United Nations reporting today what it calls a major violation of a fragile ceasefire in the Darfur region of Sudan. A UN spokeswoman says the Sudanese Air Force bombarded villages, and the African Union observers reported almost 100 casualties. A month after the devastating tsunami in South Asia, the UN says 1 in 8 children are not getting enough to eat in Indonesia's Banda Aceh and province. The two UN reports today also say disease remains a threat. Aid deliveries are inconsistent. One of the reports says because relief camps don't have things like latrines, that may lead to contamination of local rivers and ponds where the refugees have been bathing. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, and he has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Randy Rhodes.
Half of what Stevie Wonder wrote. Nothing that the Temptations did. Or Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. With Brother, Brother, What's Going On? There's far too many of you dying. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip, and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. Back to your calls here in just a second from the LA Times via a friend of mine who writes for Time Magazine this. Overriding objections by New Mexico's governor, the Interior Department announced a final plan yesterday for expanding oil and gas drilling on Otero Mesa, a rare desert grassland and one of a handful of places in the western United States where opposition to drilling had united ranchers, property rights advocates, hunters, and conservationists. The plan allows drilling a maximum of 141 exploratory wells in the Chihuahuan grassland in southern New Mexico. The governor, Bill Richardson, a Democrat who was Secretary of Energy in the Clinton administration, proposed a compromise last March that allowed some drilling but would have placed more than 75% of the federal land off limits to energy exploration. On Monday, Richardson lashed out at the Bush administration's, quote, one-way oil-only energy policy, end quote. New Mexico's attorney general said the state would appeal the decision. More than 85% of public comments regarding Otero Mesa favored no drilling. The rugged and rocky desert west of Carlsbad is home to herds of pronghorn antelope, migratory songbirds, and countless Indian petroglyphs. One of the most contested issues here is water, both the quantity used for oil and gas production and the quality of water after it is used. Energy companies pump large amounts of groundwater while operating wells, and the used water is sometimes contaminated with saline or petroleum byproducts. A study commissioned by the state found that Otero Mesa was the largest source of untapped groundwater in New Mexico. Jesus. And it goes on. I'll post it at our website. But there you go. You know, a lot is made of the fact that so many pro-Republican people live in the wild, wild west, you know, including New Mexico. But this is what the Bush crime family does. They don't give a damn. Well, do you think that these people care about your sentiments? If you, how many of the people, 85% of the people who responded to a poll in New Mexico about this whole issue said no? How many of those people do you think voted for Bush? Probably a good percentage of them, right? So for those of you who voted for Bush, who live in New Mexico or that area, and now you're going to see this exquisite, this pristine part of your state ruined, I have two words for you. Screw you. This is what you asked for. This is what you got. And it goes on across the spectrum. I don't care what the issue is, whether it is contributing your son or your daughter to go die for these monsters, whether it's counting on Social Security for the past 25 years as you've been a faithful Republican, what now watching this crime family try to shred it. If it's being a Democrat for Reagan, voting against, you know, maintaining your union membership while you drew down $46 an hour to make gas-guzzling cars, and now you find out that GM is moving their plants to Mexico. Two words for you, pal. Screw you. This is what you voted for, Bubala. And for you Republicans who depend, you got a family member depends on Medicaid, guess what? And you Republicans who still vote, you know, you drag your portable oxygen tank and you go to the polls and you vote for Bush and you're on Medicare, guess what, booby? Every time I see one of these articles, every single time. Now it's this area in New Mexico. In comes the trucks and the drills and the pollution and the death and the destruction. For every single person in the state of New Mexico that voted for Bush, here's your payback. Suck it up. Suck it up. It'll put hair on your chest. It'll put steel in your spine. Suck it up! Who in the hell needs a pronghorn antelope anyway? Go to the zoo! Migratory songbirds, they crap all over your nice new SUV when they fly overhead, right? Who needs them? A happy New Mexican is one who can look out his or her kitchen window while you're drinking your herbal tea in the morning and see an oil derrick. What? I'm getting a little carried away? I'm sorry. You know. They don't care. What? You Republicans, are you totally wacko? Do you really think? And you crazed Christian fundamentalists, you fake Christian fundamentalists, do you really think this administration cares about you and your Christ? Do you really? Ooh! Boy, are you stupider than you appear to be. And you fiscal conservatives, you Republicans?
Well, I'm a Republican because, you know, those Democrats, they build up the deficit and national...
Boy, do you folks have a great big surprise heading your way like a freight train, huh? It's there, as a matter of fact. You fiscal conservative Republicans? How do you like it? Two words for you, too. Screw you. You nice retired Republicans, eh? You retired when you were 58. Hey, you beat the system, didn't you, huh? Had all those nice 401ks and nice investment plans that are now paying you 2.5%? And you're going to look back on these days as when you were making a lot of money. Trust me, booby. Two words for you. Screw you. Vote Republican. That's good. That's a good idea. But by God, the queers aren't allowed to marry, so it was all worth it. Wasn't it? Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. And a couple of years ago, you got that $600 tax rebate advance. Remember that? Huh? Oh, it just makes me crazy.
From the Los Angeles Times, Pentagon documents released Monday disclosed that Iraqi prisoners had lodged dozens of abuse complaints against U.S. and Iraqi personnel who guarded them. At a little-known palace in Baghdad, converted to a U.S. prison, among the allegations was that guards had sodomized a disabled man, killed his brother, whose dying body was tossed into a cell atop his sister. The documents obtained in a lawsuit against the federal government by the ACLU suggest for the first time that numerous detainees were abused at Adamiya Palace, one of Saddam Hussein's villas in eastern Baghdad that was used by his son Uday. Previous cases of abuse of Iraqi prisoners have focused mainly on Abu Ghraib prison. Sodomized a disabled man, killed his brother, whose dying body was tossed into a cell atop his sister. What did Limbaugh, this filthy, degenerate, drug-using pig man, say? Ow, it's just like a fraternity hazing. Few of the alleged abuses at the Adamiya Palace had previously received attention from Pentagon investigators or human rights groups. The palace is a prison overseen by the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division,
with interrogations conducted at least in part by members of the 5th Special Forces Group of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Cigarette burns, severe beatings, forced sodomy, electric shocks, murders. This is who we are now. This is who we've always been.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
At USPS.com, just about anything you can do at the post office, you can now do from your office. You can print labels, pay postage, track deliveries, even schedule a letter carrier to pick up your packages. Plus, it saves you a ton of time to do other exciting things at work. Now with the time we saved in our commercial, we'll learn a little Italian.
The large door will be delivered tomorrow. La porta grande verrà portata domani.
So visit USPS.com today. It's just one more way the U.S. Postal Service is working for you.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
We'll be right back.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Hard work good and hard work fine. Just take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints.
22 past the hour. Anna, in New York, if you're still listening, JK sent me a website. You can go check out unitedforpeace.org, okay? Unitedforpeace.org. And they have a phone number here, but I don't want to give it because you never know, you know? But do that, Anna. If you're still listening, unitedforpeace.org, and you can get in touch with like-minded folks in the city. All right? All right. Last one here. Brian Williams, you know, the guy who has replaced Tom Brokaw as anchor and managing editor at NBC's Nightly News, said in an interview with C-SPAN's Brian Lamb, he's the guy who founded C-SPAN, the present CEO, he said, quote, Brian Williams said this, quote, it's my duty to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And he went on to say, Rush has actually yet to get the credit he's due. Media Matters. We'll post this. You got to read this. This is Brian Williams. Now, it's not surprising. You know, Rush Limbaugh is an utter... what? I can't. I've called him so many names it doesn't matter anymore. He's a bad man. How's that? Rush Limbaugh is a bad man. Eventually, Rush Limbaugh will burn in hell. No, that's not, I didn't quite get it. Eventually, Rush. Oh, never mind. He's a bad man. But he's a junkie. He sends his maid out to do his drug deals. He's a liar. He's a, you know, I don't have to tell you anything about Limbaugh. He's just an utter pig. But Brian Williams now, you know, Brian Williams works for the number one weapons manufacturer in the history of the human race, General Electric. Brian Williams is now the spokesman for the company responsible for the most and the most serious toxic injection of poison into this country, into this country's air, soil, and water. That would be General Electric. Brian Williams is a two-bit whore who finds it advantageous to go drop Rush Limbaugh's drawers and discuss it. And he... it's the man who will be reporting the news to you American sheep on NBC every night, Monday through Friday. Brian Williams. Who thinks Rush Limbaugh is a great American? It's sick. It's just vile. You knew that you knew that about Brian Williams. You knew that Brian Williams, he's got the look of somebody who desperately needs to evacuate his bowels. He always has had that look, hasn't he? You knew that little pinched up look he's got, that when he became the anchor for NBC, that this kind of stuff would start sliding out. You knew it, didn't you? Brian Williams thinks Limbaugh should get more credit. Man. Eric is calling from Virginia. What part of Virginia, Eric?
Chantilly, Virginia. It's outside of D.C.
Oh, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Sorry to hear though about the dental surgery, man.
No big deal. It's been this is the fourth one. No big deal. It's soon going to be over. Trust me. But thanks for the thought.
Yeah, I've been through the mill myself. But the reason why I was calling actually is because I was wondering, or it's not even a matter of wondering. I was thinking that maybe all this time that we're spending on getting upset about these idiots in the White House and the idiots that they're bringing up, because you know nobody ever gets punished for what they do wrong in the White House. It never happens. You get promoted for being an idiot. We should probably be spending more time on figuring out what Republicans are vulnerable locally, what Republicans are vulnerable in our state, and what Republicans are vulnerable nationally in getting them out, even if that means digging up some dirt on these people. Because, I mean, if they spent, like, you know, the past 15 to 20 years digging up dirt on us and putting it out in the news and smearing campaigns and so on and so forth, and we all know that the Republicans are sneaking and weaselly dogs and all that kind of thing, I'm sure their dirt is probably not that deeply hidden. And if some of the stuff that they've been up to, as moral as they are, has been, you know, could be more exposed, maybe, just maybe, they might step down off of that moral high horse and actually, you know, start doing something.
Well, I agree. Use Republican tactics against Republicans. But as far as shrieking the vile rhetoric that I shriek on this program, no, I'm going to continue to do that. And I think a lot of people have to do that. Not just me.
I don't disagree with that at all.
It has to keep going. Hey, listen, we got a break. Here it comes. Thanks for checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malone. On Air America Radio.
Was saying, lost, and I replied, then.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities. And that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for The Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
We live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know, the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know, the year just passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
An email. Mike, I'll mention again at some point in this email how much I hate these people. Enclosed are some 8x11s that have a place in the back of my truck's camper to shock and awe the visual palettes of the zombies that are strangling America. Credit to the Robert Fisk site for the images. The face of the beautiful, cusping adolescent girl will come into my head at odd points for the rest of my life. And I hate these people for that. At first glance, it looked like she might be wearing a pretty pink and black leotard, yes? And then you put your nose in closer and realize it is her burnt black skin. Damn it. She's so beautiful. Under those bandages, there are no hands, just charcoal stalks of bone. The bastards. In a recent address to the pro-lifers, Bush used the term culture of life. And she goes on, Joanna, thanks. More photographs. Some of these photographs, we put a link at MikeMalloy.com in Robert Fisk's site. There are sites all over the Internet. Some of these photographs of... you know, the ones of the burned and destroyed bodies of adults are hard enough to, you know, to look at. But the ones of the kids, of the children, it's and see, that's the part I can't get past. Whenever I see Bush or Rice or any of these people, whether they are holding press conferences or testifying before Congress or whatever they're doing, photo ops, every time I see them, I think to myself, can this be that this person on television that I'm watching now being interviewed, who is breathing, blinking his or her eyes, running a hand over or through his or her hair, doing little gestures that we all do, you know, a slight pick of the nose, a hand comes up, a little cough. You know, those are human gestures. When you see that, you know, those are nonverbal clues that that's a human being standing in front, just like we are, just like you are, just like I am. And then I see those pictures of children, for Christ's sake, children. Why are we bombing Iraq? Does anybody, can any of you lurking right-wing animals, do any of you have the courage to call this program with just one single sentence to justify the slaughter? But kids, I mean, come on. You know, the torture in the prisons, oh, that's awful, the beating people to death. Americans, American young men and young women, torturing, for Christ's sake, think about that. That's bad enough. That's beyond belief. That can't be happening. Ah, but it is. But blowing arms off of children, cooking children in their own skin, burning houses down, collapsing on mothers and babies. Oh, my God! Why? You know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Cy Hirsch gave a speech a week ago in which he said Iraqis report there are constant U.S. bombing raids all over Iraq. Why? Why are we still bombing? Why are we still turning people and babies and children into twisted chunks of charcoal? For Christ's sake, America! Saddam's gone. These toy elections are coming. Why do we have to keep bombing children? But Condoleezza Rice will be the Secretary of State, and Roberto Gonzalez, or whatever the hell is it Roberto? Alberto will make a wonderful Attorney General, right? You know, when I saw the photographs, and there weren't many that were available to the public in 1968 and 69 and 70 and 71, of the atrocities committed in Southeast Asia against civilians. Atrocities committed by our side and the other side. Against villagers who were just, you know, just trying to plant the rice paddy and maintain the water buffalo, for God's sake. When I saw those pictures, you know, as few as they were, I was able. Don't ask me how, weren't you? Come on, we were young then, right? We were young. Able to look at those pictures and go, damn, man, that's awful. Jesus, wow, whoa, woo. And blot them out. I don't know. Maybe you weren't able to. Maybe I'm just displaying the callousness that I experienced when I was in my late 20s. But now, the abundance of high-resolution, full-color photographs. Is it propaganda? No! It's burned, blistered, butchered children. That's not propaganda. And all these press conferences, these Pentagon briefings from someplace in this godforsaken, destroyed country that we spent 12 years disabling before we went in and started just killing and maiming and murdering. These filthy press conferences with the military jargon and the generals and the majors and lieutenant colonels standing there and talking about the same things they talked about 35 years ago. With the same lies. How can they do that? I don't understand that. I don't. I would never have made a good combat soldier. I couldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. How do these men do it? They don't look at pictures. They see the real damn thing. They see the babies coming in with their legs blown off. I'm talking 2-year-olds. I'm talking 10-month-olds. They see babies with their heads blown off, and then they hear this pig talking about he believes in a culture of life. I can't take this. I don't know about you. You know, what's your breaking point? Huh? Where do you finally reach the point where you tip? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about what, how much can you absorb? Before you shut down. Some of us have the ability to shut down. Some of us go stark raving, moon howling, baying nuts. Some of us pick up a rifle and start shooting people. Some of us commit suicide. Some of us just shut down. Some of us get cancer. What's your tipping point? Huh? What's yours? Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I worry about that, where it concerns me. That's all. Just my little tiny atom-sized corner of the universe. You know, I just think, Jesus Christ, Malloy, what at what point can you literally not handle this anymore? And it worries me because, you know, I've got the responsibility of a 6-month-old child now, you know. My kids are all grown. If I go insane, okay. Hey, did you hear Dad cracked up the other night? Damn, did he? Yeah. Whoa, man. Poor Kathy. But what about Molly? You know, I'm not that my adult kids would react that way, but you know, I mean, it's manageable. If you're an adult and your adult parent goes bonkers, you know, somehow you deal with it, right? Don't you? Huh? But these photographs, these pictures, this reality, you know, it's a photograph to me. It's something that floats into my computer over the internet. It's something that comes from, you know, God, Jesus Christ, who took these pictures? How can they do this? You know, and you look at them and you think, no. Does not compute. This doesn't work. You know, I can't take this in. I can't see this. I can't believe this. This is not happening. This is not real. I don't know. What's your tipping point? You ever think about that? Do you ever think about, you know, where the line is drawn inside you?
Get to begin, but best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's 10 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew who, for some strange reason, indulge this program one more night. I'm talking about the crew in New York, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Linda Blake. They engineered and answered your calls and that sort of thing. Chris in Minnesota, who is our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, who manages the website. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, who archives the programs. Jim in Arkansas, our most excellent music bureau chief. And a shout-out to the people who maintain the comment section at MikeMalloy.com. Kathy Bay is our executive producer. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, okay? It's a good site. Also, go to MikeMalloy.com. It's an okay site. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program. This is our English expat. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
I was working at home today and sort of popped in and out of the house, and I keep the TV tuned to C-SPAN, and I couldn't help but think that Dr. Rice, who clearly is an extraordinarily intelligent, well-educated woman, has got to be the best candidate for the next Stepford wife.
I think she thinks she's married to George.
Well, yeah, think.
Yeah, I think she does believe that somehow they're married on a different level.
I just don't know. I mean, I simply cannot understand how somebody who is obviously this bright, well-educated, has this extraordinary background, can't understand that what she's doing is in direct contravention to the benefit of the country that she lives in.
But isn't history and literature replete, as is drama, with people who are bright, intelligent, who make pacts with the devil, and the audience or the reader is left to try to figure out why?
Well, that's pretty depressing, isn't it?
But isn't it true?
It's true, but I have to tell you, you know, it's curious you came up with this comment about coming to terms with the realization that what's going on in your life is a dreadful thing. I actually woke up at 2:17 this morning and started to almost weep with pain about the fact that there is so much violence and hatred and conflict in this world. I mean, and there's no reason for it. Absolutely none at all. I mean, I have family all over the world, and why are we fighting each other?
I have no earthly idea, and I never have had. You know, when I was a little kid, I couldn't understand why there had just ended this huge thing called World War II. That's how my parents and the adults referred to it.
Yep.
I couldn't understand it, and I still don't. I have not advanced since I've been 4 years old where it concerns that topic.
I once asked my father-in-law, who was a Battle of Britain fighter pilot at the age of 19, and I said, Jack, what did you think while you were, I mean, flying Spitfires for crying out loud, what did you think when you came face-to-face with a kid the same age as you and you knew you were going to kill him? And he said, you turned off your brain and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sad, huh?
Sure, yeah.
And what really breaks my heart is that my friend's children are out in Iraq doing exactly the same thing. Don't get me going. You know me.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
And I'm really sorry you had to go to the dentist. My brother is a dentist, but he hates people, so he became a veterinary dentist because he says the dogs don't complain.
Yeah, I think my surgeon is a veterinary dentist, but that's a whole different story. Hey, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it, Priscilla. You have a nice evening. Hope you have a better night's sleep tonight.
I love listening to your show, Mike. You know that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Take care. No, I have a good. No, he's a good surgeon. I have a very good surgeon. This is just. You know, this has been going on for 14 months, and it's going to continue to go on for about another 6 or 7. And I'm sorry to bring it up. It's just I feel kind of obliged to say why on the air. I sound like I have a mouthful of marbles. That's all. That's all that is, okay? And why, you know, I miss certain days of work. Greg is calling from Berkeley, California. Greg, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you. You're in the zone tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the twilight.
Truthfully, as a former Catholic and veteran, you've spoken a couple of deep levels. And in regard to the tipping point, I think you're among millions that are considering that before they go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. For sure.
Th- thing I wanted to mention, Ralph Nader came through town tonight on a stop of a 10-city tour that's named simply End the Iraq War and Occupation Tour. And he echoed a sentiment that you've expressed, that there is no reforming the Democratic Party, so stop feeding it and it will die.
Right.
And that also, and I consider this very poignant, that it takes a spark to start a fire. It's always been small groups of people that finally reach that tipping point, that exact change where it's needed. So I thought that might give you, he's deeply in debt, you can imagine, from all the legal contests. And I just happened upon it on a rainy night here in Berkeley. I didn't even seek it out, but I was moved by his continued passion, though he's been attacked from every angle.
Yeah. You know, he got some bad mouth from me on this program a few months back when I was desperate enough to want to grasp anything that floated by as I sit in this sewer of American politics now, American governance, you know, and all I could see was the John Kerry life raft. Never again. That's for damn sure. Hey, listen, I have to leave you there. Greg, thank you for checking in. We're just flat out of time. Call us again, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. And Jerky, Jackie, Paul, Ira, Charles, all the people left on hold, I do apologize. Let's try again tomorrow night, okay? Eh? I will see you again tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241. If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, a new Marine One. Lockheed Martin will be building the new presidential helicopter fleet. That decision had both political and international overtones. The White House has been pushing for a new fleet for the president. The Pentagon said today, Bush needs a more survivable helicopter while the nation engages in the global war on terrorism. The $6.1 billion contract to buy 23 high-tech, high-security aircraft relatively small in the military budget, but the decision was a blow to Connecticut-based Sikorsky Aircraft, which has been building the presidential fleet since 1957. They saw the contract as a point of pride in an all-American product. An Army helicopter crashed in southwest Baghdad today. It's not yet known what's become of the crew, possibly three soldiers. U.S. military officials don't think the helicopter was hit by hostile fire, but an investigation is underway. The OH-58 Kiowa copter usually carries a crew of three, unlikely to carry large numbers of passengers, used mostly for surveillance. Meanwhile, two American soldiers killed in separate incidents in Iraq today. The military says one soldier killed and three others hurt in a roadside bombing in southern Baghdad. The other soldier killed in the northern part of the city. The Pentagon says at least 1,411 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq since the war began. Some Iraqis drove through the night from Boston, then New York, to Maryland to be among the first to vote in their election. Nearly 26,000 people registered to vote in the five U.S. metropolitan areas with